This past week, the special commission investigating the September 11th attacks announced that the White House has agreed to provide access to classified presidential briefings. But that access will be restricted, prompting some of the Democrats on the bipartisan commission to cry foul. We've asked the Republican chairman of the 9/11 panel, the former governor of New Jersey, Thomas Kane, to explain the agreement with the White House. He joins me now. Governor, could you first review for us the type of documents that you are asking the White House to see?
Yeah, these are the most sensitive documents in the possession of the United States government. They're documents that have never been available, to the best of our knowledge, to any commission, to any congressional committee.
So it's the daily briefing, the intelligence briefing?
Yeah, the daily intelligence briefings. They're confidential briefing for the President of the United States and his very closest advisors, containing the most important intelligence that the agencies of the United States government have been able to gather. We started out with the White House saying, no, you can't see those documents. And from our point of view, we said, we have to see them.
Now, these are all pre-9/11.
No, they're pre- and post-9/11, because part of our mandate is also to judge the country's response to 9/11. So these documents would go for 2 or 3 weeks after 9/11.
Can you explain how it's going to work? As I understand it, only two representatives from the commission will actually be able to see everything that the White House has turned over.
Well, two of our representatives that we select are going to check every single item that's responsible to our document request. Four representatives from the commission, and they're going to be our review team, which will examine all items of critical interest to 9/11.
In other words, who decides what's critical?
We do. Well, the White House has said these are the things we believe are critical. But then that's in one group of these particular briefings. There is a larger group. We had a very broad request. The White House has said is these other things maybe somehow fall into the purview of your request, but we don't think they're critical to your mission. That's why we want a review team to examine all of those and make sure that in our determination, not just the White House's, there's nothing in that other group that's important for us to know or important to our report.
So the two read everything and yes, maybe pluck a few documents that the White House did not deem critical and put them in the critical pile.
That's correct.
And then four more.
Yeah, four more look in the pile. It's anything critical to the writing of our report. And then they can read these documents. They take notes on them and they come back to the commission and report.
And who will they be?
They'll be selected by the commission, and I suspect at the recommendation of myself and Lee Hamilton, the vice chair, because we act together on all things.
So how do you deal with the partisan question? Do you select Republicans and Democrats? How do you do that?
Well, I suspect we will, although the nice thing about the commission is that we have never had a vote which is broken down on partisan lines.
Well, you did seem to have a little bit of a dust-up when you announced this agreement. Max Cleland, a former senator from Georgia, and former Indiana Congressman Tim Romer had some very strong things to say about how much they did not like this agreement. Cleland called it unconscionable.
Well, they took the position that we should never have moved off our original position, that every single commissioner should be able to see every single document. That many people seeing documents this sensitive was never going to be something the White House could agree to. The only way to break that confrontation and maintain our position without any compromise would have been to file a subpoena. Every lawyer I've talked to has told me that on constitutional grounds, to avoid setting a precedent, that the White House would have to resist that subpoena on the grounds of presidential privilege. They've also told me that the White House has won every single one of those cases for the last five presidents. So we didn't see that was a very productive way to go, because it would have resulted in us seeing no documents.
You said in the op-ed piece in the Washington Post this morning, you and Mr. Hamilton said that you came to feel that it was this agreement or nothing?
Yes, because this was an agreement which fulfilled our obligation so that members of the commission and members of the staff saw every single document. There's nothing hidden. There's no editing. One paper out of story it said White House is going to edit things. There's no editing whatsoever.
Do they? They don't edit in the selection of documents?
No.
They
no,
get this
no,
one, they don't get that one?
That was a totally incorrect story.
No redacting, the practice of blacking portions out?
No, nothing. We will see everything that we requested.
Governor Kaine, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
Thomas Kaine is the chairman of the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States.